Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
The angel said to Cornelius, "Send to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He will tell you words whereby you and all your household will be saved." Acts chapter 11, verses 14 and 15. Welcome to our study of accounts of conversion in the book of Acts. The book of Acts is where we look to learn what must I do to be saved. Acts chapter 16, verses 30 and 31. And the account of Cornelius is of great importance because many of us are of Gentile descent today. We're not Jews, we're Gentile, and thus, as I look to the example of Cornelius, I'm encouraged by knowing that God truly does want all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 4. And so, what did Cornelius have to do to be saved? Here's an important lesson. Cornelius was a devout man. His prayers and his alms had become for a memorial before God. He was sincere. He was a man who was religious, but he was a man who was still lost. Just because someone is a good person doesn't mean they're going to be saved without the gospel. I hear people sometimes say, well, you know, I talk to them about the truth and say, well, I'm a good person and I think God will take care of me. Just being good is not what God has asked. Cornelius was a good man who was lost. He had to hear words whereby he could be saved. Acts 11, verse 15. And so we need to make sure that we do the right thing. His prayer, his alms went up before a memorial. Someone, the angel spoke to Cornelius, "Lord, what would you have me to do? Lord, what is it?" He wanted to do, he had the right heart wanting to do the will of God. He heard the word. Acts chapter 11, verses 14 and 15. He heard words whereby he could be saved. He sent for Simon, and Simon came and preached the gospel to him. People are going to be saved today. If people are going to be saved today, it will be by hearing the word of God. Remember Romans 10, verse 17? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Scripture says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11, verse 6. And so, like Cornelius, men and women must hear the Word of God today. Recognize its final authority, that it is the voice on how to be saved. Then Cornelius had to believe. He preached to Peter, went and preached to him about Jesus, that his salvation was for all nations, that he was the only way. And they believed on the Lord Jesus, he and all his household. The Scriptures teach that if a person is going to be saved, just like Cornelius, they must believe. Jesus Himself said in John 8:24, "Unless you believe that I am He, you will surely die in your sins." Men must also be willing to repent. God teaches us in Scripture that, like Cornelius, he and his house had to change, they had to get right with God, turn to Him, turn from sin, and turn to God. Men today must also be willing to repent. The Scripture says in Acts 3 and verse 19 that times of refreshing will come from the Lord for those who truly do turn and repent, or repent and be converted. How can we be saved? I've got to repent and turn again that my sins may be blotted out. And so, like Cornelius and his house, men must repent. Men must also make the good confession. He and his house acknowledge their belief in Jesus as the Son of God. And thus today, the Scriptures teach, with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And once the Holy Spirit falls upon Cornelius and his house as a sign of the doors being opened for the Gentiles, just like in Acts 2, the Holy Spirit falls upon the Jews, salvation has come to the Jewish house. Acts chapter 10, the Holy Spirit falls on the Gentiles. Salvation has come to the Gentiles. We know that Cornelius and his house, they were baptized. The Scripture teaches that baptism is a command of God. Peter said, "Can anyone forbid water that these be baptized?" They were commanded, and he commanded them to be baptized. You can't be right with God and overlook the command to be baptized. Jesus clearly taught that one must be born of water and the Spirit to enter the kingdom of heaven. John chapter 3 and verse 5. And once Cornelius and his house obeyed the gospel, they had full rights into the kingdom, just like every Jewish Christian who'd ever obeyed the gospel. Acts chapter 11, Peter meets with the Jews. They're wondering about this conversion. And he says, that which happened to us at the beginning also has happened to them. They also have received salvation, and they had full rights into the kingdom, just like any other person who obeys the gospel. Have you obeyed the gospel? Are you a child of God? Have you heard the Word of God? Have you believed in Jesus as God's Son? Are you willing to repent, turn from sin to God and change your ways? Will you confess the name of Jesus before men? And will you be baptized in water for the forgiveness of sins? May you have a heart like Cornelius, a good man who wanted to do right, and today obey God's plan of salvation before it's everlastingly too late.